Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. We find out yesterday or 2 days ago that the couple, man has baby. And by the way, it's not a man. It's a woman who cut his hair, her hair short, wears boy clothes, and dresses itself up to look like a man. Men don't. Here's a dose of reality. Men don't have babies. Women do. Women can dress up like men and have babies, but they have them because they're women. Got that? Not because they're men. We found out yesterday, or 2 days ago, that the couple's not satisfied with their perversion. Oh, no. We must exacerbate the perversion, and we must force-feed the tyke that was the result of the birth. Transgenderism. The child is 2 years old. 2 years old. The parents are pissed off at it because it's not rejecting its gender. Folks, I couldn't make this up if I tried to make it up. Some things you just cannot fictionalize. Here it is. Lesbian gender nonconformist LifeSite News. Lesbian gender nonconforming couple tries to force son to have queer gender relationship. In BuzzFeed's I Am a Gender Nonconforming Parent video, Dashiell and Michelle explain how they raise their son Atticus as a lesbian couple. Now remember, it transitioned to a man. How can they be lesbians if one of them claims to be a man? There I go again with stupid facts. Try to raise their son Atticus as a lesbian couple with a gender nonconforming parent. Quote, "It's really funny because he's like super into sports," Michelle said. "Maybe he was like an Olympic athlete in his last life." Newsflash, lesbian. There are no last lives. There's only this one. You better get ready because it's going to end. And when it ends, you're going to go to judgment. And what you're doing to that boy, you're going to be judged upon. And what you did last night to that woman, as a woman, you're going to be judged upon. Just thought I'd throw that in.